This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump observes Memorial Day at Arlington National Cemetery. CBS's Erica Brown.
Taps played after President Trump placed a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, a somber annual Memorial Day tradition. During his remarks at Arlington National Cemetery, the president commemorated the servicemen and women who died in service to their country.
They gave everything, and we owe them everything and much, much more.
Events have been held nationwide.
In Three Lakes, Wisconsin, Memorial Day features a solemn procession to the local cemetery. It's a chance to remember hometown heroes who died defending our freedom.
We have a number of people, World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, that sacrificed their lives.
My family has been in the military, and we've lost people, and it's the right thing to honor.
Bruce Marcus for CBS News, Three Lakes, Wisconsin.
After a long weekend, the journey home is underway. There were some weather problems today that affected airports in Denver and Dallas. According to FlightAware.com, there are nearly 6,800 delays and 317 cancellations within, into, or out of the United States. Businesses near the prison in Calico Rock, Arkansas, have been forced to close as police set up checkpoints and question passing drivers. It's all part of the search for former police chief Grant Hardin, who escaped from the prison yesterday morning. Arkansas Department of Corrections spokesman Rand Champion.
I do feel very confident that he is fairly close to the prison here at Calico Rock. We've had a lot of tips and leads that have forced us to believe that.
Hardin has been serving decades-long sentences for murder and rape. Three more of the 10 inmates who broke out of a New Orleans prison over a week ago have been caught. Two are still on the run. In England, police say a vehicle ramming incident during a huge Premier Soccer League victory parade in Liverpool is not believed to be terrorism. A 53-year-old British man is in custody. Northwest Ambulance Service head David Kitchen.
27 patients in total were taken to hospital by ambulance. And we believe two of those, including one of the children, have sustained serious injuries.
The Kremlin responds to President Trump's posts on social media, saying that Russian President Putin has gone absolutely crazy after the largest aerial attack on Ukraine since the war started. CBS's Scott McFarlane with more.
After months of trying to broker a ceasefire between Ukraine and Russia, President Trump has given that very rare direct rebuke of Vladimir Putin. But the Kremlin suggesting President Trump is emotionally overloaded.
Wall Street was closed for Memorial Day. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint or stain project, saving is at the top of your to-do list. Save now with buy one, get one half off select paints, stains, and primers from top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot via Visa gift card rebate. Find more Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 5/15 through 5/28.
We've heard that a dog is man's best friend. In Tacoma, Washington, a group of police officers turned out to be a dog's best friend. CBS's Heather Bosch explains.
What's going on?
A passerby alerted officers after spotting a stranded pup.
Oh my goodness, who's a good doggie?
This is quite the dicey spot, you're not kidding.
A Bernese Mountain Dog had wandered onto a ledge of wet rocks at a Tacoma park.
Let's try the lead first.
Officers looped a leash around his head.
Oh, come on, let's go. Come on, let's go.
No go.
That did not work, huh?
With big puppy eyes fixed on them, several cops scooped him into a rescue sling. Once out of the rocks, the dog appeared to be fine and was reunited with its pet parents. Heather Bosch, CBS News.
Sweden's Volvo Cars says it will cut 3,000 jobs, or around 15% of its workforce, as part of a $1.9 billion cost-cutting plan amid tough market conditions. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies in the overnight. Light northeast winds and morning lows in the upper 40s. On Tuesday, those clouds stick around with highs in the upper 50s. Showers enter the picture Tuesday night with our lows dropping in the upper 40s. It's 53 at our studios.
Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop. Stars fall from the
the sky for you and I.
Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
they do. They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers.
Backstabbers.
I keep getting all these visits from my friends. Yeah, what they doing to me? They come to my house again and again and again and again, yeah.
I started to swerve, and then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Yo.
Your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
The Racine Raiders hit the road for one of the most anticipated games of the past decade as they play the Detroit Ravens in Detroit. The Raiders travel to Detroit on Saturday, May 31st. Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. Don't miss any of the action by gathering with other Racine Raiders fans at Angry Brothers Pub and Grill in Mount Pleasant for the official viewing party.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a hit. Yeah! Milwaukee Brewers baseball cards are being shared in several communities across the state. The partnership is with police officers in Green Bay, La Crosse, Kenosha, Milwaukee, and Madison, and meant to be an icebreaker between the cops and kids. Here's Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger.
Eventually want to do it to more than just the major cities. We're trying to get around the state as best we can and to sort of engage with our friends around the state. We're a statewide team. We're not just a Milwaukee team.
So see an officer, ask for your own comic book style baseball cards featuring all your favorite Brewers players. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head. But now it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
Mama told me, mama told me, mama told me. season for
WRJN.
up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Ready to score epic deals and one-of-a-kind finds? Head to Infinite Dream Deals, Racine's new bin store at 2301 South Green Bay Road in the High Ridge Center. New treasures hit the bins every day. Fridays, everything's just $10. Plus, raffle drawings all day long. Win prizes so big, you might leave with a brand new TV. From brand name gadgets to furniture items, the hunt is half the fun. Get in, dig deep. Discover your deal at Infinite Dream Deals, where your next treasure is just a bin away. Stop by 2301 South Green Bay Road in Racine.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Let's pause this Memorial Day to honor the men and women who gave their lives in service to our nation.
While we think of this day as the unofficial beginning of summer, we know it is also a time of somber but inspiring memories. Memories of so many courageous Americans fought and died so that we could enjoy the blessings of this day.
That's former President Ronald Reagan. To those who never made it home, we remember you and we thank you. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
These eyes
these eyes. Watched you bring my world to an end. This heart could not accept and pretend.
too strong. I'm headed to you. Change, change, change.
News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. They call it the largest single-day bike ride in the entire country, and it honors fallen heroes on this Memorial Day. CBS News Los Angeles's Rick Montanez reports from Riverside, California, where it kicked off.
A loud send-off as thousands of riders headed out on the streets of Riverside. They left at 9/11 to commemorate the lives lost in that attack, and they are also raising money to help the Riverside National Cemetery so that they can honor fallen veterans.
I think as a service member, you kind of just have that heart to serve and to pay respect however you can to the veterans, who, especially those that lost their lives for us.
I have family that have served. My son is a veteran. It is an honor to be here to be able to represent our fallen and all of our military and those who have served.
It's time to return home from the first getaway of the summer season. CBS's Meg Oliver at Newark Airport reports that after disruptions over the weekend, New Jersey's Newark Airport flights were on time, but several other airports around the country experienced weather-related issues.
A dramatic improvement with the majority of flights on time. Out west, it was a different story, where more than 300 flights were delayed at Denver International Airport because of fog. Bad weather also slowed travel in Atlanta, San Francisco, and Dallas.
There are over 7,000 flight delays within, into, or out of the U.S.